Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, August 22nd, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, 'The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things, whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice.'" There is a saying often attributed to Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "What you do speaks so loudly that I cannot hear what you say." Whether or not those were his exact words, the truth behind them is timeless. We instinctively trust people whose lives match their words. Conversely, when there is a gap between speech and action, confidence quickly erodes. Jesus addresses precisely this tension in today's gospel. Speaking to the crowds and his disciples, he acknowledges that the scribes and Pharisees occupy the chair of Moses. They possess legitimate authority as teachers of God's law. Surprisingly, Jesus does not reject their teaching office. Instead, he says, "Do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you." Their office deserves respect, because it serves God's revelation. But then comes the piercing warning. "Do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice." The issue is not their doctrine, but their discipleship. The gospel is uncomfortable because it is not directed primarily at those people long ago. It is directed towards anyone who teaches the faith, leads others, or bears the name Christian. Every parent, priest, catechist, teacher, and believer must eventually hear these words personally. Greatest witness is not what we proclaim, but how faithfully we embody what we proclaim. The tragedy of hypocrisy is not simply inconsistency. It is that it places a veil over the face of God. People long to see God's mercy, humility, and truth made visible. When our actions contradict our words, they may conclude, not that we have failed, that God himself is not worth trusting. Contemplative spirituality invites us to begin not with correcting others, but with standing honestly before God. The Desert Fathers often warned that the quickest way to spiritual blindness is to become preoccupied with another person's faults while ignoring one's own. They believed that self-knowledge is the doorway to union with God. One story tells of a young monk who was deeply disturbed by the failings of an older brother in the monastery. Day after day he complained inwardly, wondering why no one corrected him. Finally he sought out Abba Poman, one of the great desert elders. The old monk silently took two bags. He filled one with sand and placed it on the young monk's back. Into a much smaller pouch, he placed only a handful of sand and hung it across the young monk's chest. Then he said, "Walk." After a while, the young monk grew weary. "What do you notice?" the elder asked. "The large sack behind me is exhausting. And the small pouch? I hardly notice it." Abba Poman replied, "The heavy sack behind you is your own sins, which you never see because they are behind your back." The tiny pouch before your eyes contains your brother's faults. You keep looking at them while forgetting the burden that is truly yours. The lesson stayed with the young monk for the rest of his life. Jesus is inviting us into precisely this freedom. Hypocrisy flourishes whenever appearance matters more than conversion. Authentic holiness grows quietly when we allow God's grace to reshape us from within. The saints constantly reminded us that the world is rarely converted by arguments alone. It is converted by holiness. Saint Francis of Assisi is often paraphrased as saying, "Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words." Whether those were his exact words or not, they capture the Franciscan spirit. A life transformed by Christ becomes a living sermon. As priests, religious, and lay faithful, we all carry some measure of influence. Someone is always watching, a child learning how to pray, a parishioner searching for hope, a struggling friend wondering whether faith truly changes a person. They may forget their homilies or our conversations, but they will remember our patience, our kindness, our humility, our forgiveness, and our joy. The challenge of today's gospel, then, is wonderfully simple and endlessly demanding. Let our lives become credible witnesses to the one we proclaim. This is not achieved through perfection. It is achieved through humility. The humble disciple is not one who never falls, but one who allows Christ to continually lift him up. Every sincere act of repentance makes our witness more believable, because it points beyond ourselves to the mercy of God. Perhaps the most powerful sermon we will ever preach is not from a pulpit, but in the quiet, hidden moments when no one seems to be watching, when we choose forgiveness over resentment, truth over convenience, generosity over selfishness, and love over pride. For in those moments the gospel ceases to be merely spoken. It becomes flesh once again. Today, before speaking about Christ to anyone, spend 5 minutes asking yourself, does my daily life make it easier or harder for others to believe in him? Choose one specific virtue: patience, humility, honesty, forgiveness, or generosity, and consciously practice it today without drawing attention to yourself. Let your actions become your homily. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you never asked us to appear holy, but to become holy through your grace. Strip away every trace of hypocrisy from our hearts. Teach us to love what we preach, to live what we believe, and to seek your glory rather than our own. Make our words truthful, because our lives are faithful. May those who encounter us catch a glimpse of your compassion, humility, and joy. Form us into authentic disciples whose quiet witness leads others closer to you. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a moment of blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage when we break open a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.